proclamation number 5397 dated the May 22nd, 1952. Serious wake-up call. You don't have much time left. Time and again I have to say this to you, for you don't take my words seriously. You are living in the midst of the world and cannot believe that everything around you will cease to exist one day, and that only that will remain which is everlasting, your soul. Time and again I want to admonish you to seriously envisage what kind of state your soul will then be in. Time and again I want to warn you against focusing your every thought and intention on acquiring earthly goods, on improving your earthly situation. It is a futile effort, for you will not keep anything when your time has come, the time when you'll either be recalled or when everything around you disintegrates. You really should believe that you are wasting your energy, that you work for nothing, that it is merely temporary prosperity which might still provide you with a few comfortable days of life, but which is unfavorable for the soul if you don't consider it first and diligently aim to gain spiritual possessions. You may certainly enjoy a good living standard if you use your earthly possessions correctly, if you share them with those suffering poverty and hardship, if you manage your possessions beneficially, if you regard them as having been received from me and show your gratitude by practicing active neighborly love, by alleviating hardship in an earthly and spiritual way, and thereby live an exemplary life for your fellow human beings and motivate them to also live a life of love, then earthly prosperity will have positive consequences. Then your soul will not have to starve. Then you are considering your soul first and need not be afraid of the forthcoming events. But woe to those who only pay attention to their physical life. It will be taken from them, and the poverty they suffer in the spiritual kingdom will be a dreadful burden to them. Believe that you are facing immense events. Believe that you are only granted a little time longer. Make every effort to attain spiritual possessions before it is too late. Everything you acquire of an earthly nature will be lost to you. Take care that you will possess spiritual goods. I seriously admonish you so that you cannot say that you are not informed of that which is irrevocably granted to you. Don't turn a deaf ear to my advice and warning. They are my loving calls which come to you through a human mouth and intend to protect you from a dreadful fate, and which I will repeat in a different way for those earthly children who are unwilling to listen and believe. My admonishing wake-up call will very soon resound so forcefully that it will make you tremble. I want to speak to you once more through the forces of nature and call to you from above. Wake up, you sleepers. Pluck up courage and stop being feeble. Don't look for worldly pleasures and everything of a transient nature. Try to gain my kingdom and consider your true self. Consider your soul, whose fate in eternity is prepared by yourselves. Once again I'm telling you, shortly after this final wake-up call the lost judgment will follow, and the disintegration of earth and the end of everything that lives on it will take place. That is why you humans are in such great danger, because you don't want to recognize and believe that your end has come, or you would yet prepare yourselves and pay no further attention to the world and its commodities. The time I have granted to you is over, and until the very end I will still try to save souls. Hence my love constantly calls to people to take stock of themselves, to do penance and to turn back. For I don't want them to go astray. I only want them to become blissfully happy. Amen.